Afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, that's right, just nostalgia. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, and it's Evil Day every fucking day of the goddamn week and every week and every month and every year for fucking 3 or 4 or 5 years now. It's just been pure fucking evil. It's the 22nd day of May 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 56 degrees and a low of 30 degrees. It's just staying. But I'm telling you, we keep getting moisture. It's cloudy out there. It could rain. Keep getting moisture, then heat, moisture, then heat. Nothing grows grass like moisture and heat. That grass by fucking the end of May going into June is going to be tall as I am, 6 foot. And it's going to be dried out because it's going to get up to 90 in June. You watch what I tell you. We're going to suck some fucking smoke this year. No way around it. Anywho, we'll be right back and we'll jump into the Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled opposition. Alternate controlled opposition for the internet, controlled opposition bullshit. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's jump right into the bullshit. Kentucky Representative Thomas Macy soundly wins primary despite AIPAC spending over $300,000 on attack ads. And, you know, fucking, you stupid son of a bitches, you're voting in a goddamn unlawful election put on by an occupying force. But this does show that fucking people, I mean, they didn't say anything that America's behind. I mean, there aren't, Israel, you're our bestest fucking buddy, every one of us. Everything's showing that, man, I think you're fucking lying. I think you fucking guys are, I think you're starting to sweat it just a little bit. In fact, I'm pretty sure you are. This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. We'll read a little bit of it. Congressman Thomas Macy, Republican, Kentucky, sailed to victory in the primary election in Kentucky on Tuesday, despite the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, spending over $300,000 on attack ads against him. Come on, damn it, Jews, you can't buy anything anymore? What the fuck? It's a referendum on whether a guy can go to D.C. and vote against foreign aid foreign. Macy, who represents Kentucky's 4th Congressional District, was winning with over 75% of the vote on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, he may have lost by now. The Israel First Lobby Group, APAC, and ran their attack ads throughout the state of Kentucky rather than in Massey's district, simply to try to tarnish his reputation in case he runs for higher office. Massey said last year that APAC should have to register as a foreign agent. I mean, goddamn, man, they're buying. They're telling you they're buying these motherfuckers. We, oh, fucking Klaus Schwab, we own all your fucking key positions in your fucking, well, they ain't governments or in your local corporate mafia, we'll put it like that. I actually won't accept the permiss that APAC has the right to interfere in an American election on behalf of a foreign country. Macy said, oh, you may get killed in there. I mean, I'd be careful. Color could shoot himself in the back of the head from 4 feet away talking shit like that. When the he polled his followers on the issue earlier this month, 95% said they agreed that APAC should be forced to register under the Foreign Agents Registry Act. And if you didn't, you wouldn't understand what you're fucking talking about. You wouldn't understand what it, why it's put in place. I mean, fuck, they come right out and tell you. Israel first, don't you know? Anyway, go to something else. New American Airlines. A new American Airlines is blaming a 9-year-old girl for being filmed by one of their flight attendants in the plane's bathroom. Now, there's a little thing that goes with this. I mean, the bottom line is the guy who fucking filmed her is a fucking one of the attendants on the fucking flight. Had him a fucking camera in there. A 14-year-old girl found the fucking camera. And so he was taking a picture, I mean, film. Of little girls peeing in the goddamn bathroom. And, well, you know, that's all right. He's a goddamn foreigner. So, fuck, that's what they brought him here for. I guess they're doing their job. Zelensky says NATO should shoot down Russian missiles over Ukraine. Well, of course we should do anything you fucking tell us. This is by Dave DeCamp, AntiWar.com. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is asking NATO countries to shoot down Russian missiles over Ukraine territory, dismissing concerns of potential nuclear escalation. Why should you fucking care, huh? You got your goddamn shit cut out for you. You're getting your cut at the fucking table, you thieving prick. So many questions is, so my question is, what's the problem? Why can't we shoot them down? Is it defense question? Yes, it is an attack on Russia. No. Are you shooting down Russian planes and killing Russian pilots? No. So what's the issue with involving NATO countries in the war? There is no such issue, Zelensky said in an interview published by the New York Times on Tuesday. Shoot down what's in the sky over Ukraine. Does that include your own fucking shit? Stupid prick. I mean, this is just more fucking goddamn saber rattling. This is, now I'm all nervous, people. I ain't going to be able to do the rest of these fucking stories. So I'm so fucking scared they're going to start nuking. Shit. Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials have expressed envy of Israel after the U.S. and U.K. helped intercept Iranian missiles and drones that were fired at Israel territory. This is what we saw in Israel, not even on such a large scale, Zelensky says. Well, you're not, they're fucking with Iran. Iran, I mean, you're fucking with the fucking bear. You're fucking with the Soviet fucking Union for all intents and purposes, the new Soviet Union. And they are fucking gunned up to the fucking max. They got the fucking best fucking Navy on the fucking planet. Keep fucking around, you son of a bitches. I dare you to fucking start shooting at them. We'll end this whole fucking thing in one day. The interview appears to be the first time Zelensky has publicly asked for direct NATO intervention since he pleaded for a no-fly zone, the no-fly zone cover. And that's what they had over there in Libya, wasn't it? A no-fly zone that attacked ground troops and fucking tanks. And well, actually gave fucking a free Air Force, gave a United Nations Air Force over to the Al-Qaeda after the fucking Libyans discovered that big oil field off the Tripoli coast. And it said they were only going to trade it in golden dinars. And all of a sudden we had a war. Before that, you had all of them hugging fucking and kissing and fucking Libya was just fine. And so was Gaddafi. But they, you know, they got an international warrant for him. I mean, they're talking about this warrant. We got to look at this for a month. I think they got the warrant for him in 4 fucking days. So the pressure is being put on. But, you know, that UN criminal court, they're looking at just, they might as well just shut up their fucking doors. I mean, they're threatening them with fucking sanctions and everything. But you might as well just shut your doors. There's no credibility. People fucking laugh at you. Go ahead and issue one, motherfucker. All you're doing is just fucking giving a stamp to fucking commit fucking genocide if you don't fucking act. And if you do fucking act, well, they're going to fucking commit genocide on your asses, probably. The Times also recently reported that the Ukraine has asked NATO countries to send troops to Ukraine territory for training. Zelensky also asked for permission from the U.S. and other NATO countries, to use their weapons on Russian territory, which also risks a major escalation. Moscow recently warned that if Ukraine used British weapons on Russian territory, Russian forces would target U.K. military sites in Ukraine and beyond. I mean, this is to keep, you know, the distraction away from the fucking genocide being committed in fucking Gaza. They said and the fucking fact that it's come out, you know, the admission is there that the fucking kill shot. It's killed probably a billion people by now around the fucking world, and they're trying to hide it all. Because they can't stop it from coming out. There was an article the other day that said they're looking for something to, divert your attention. They're not going to blow shit up. Why should they? They got the fucking biological fucking kill agents that'll kill your ass and leave all the infrastructure in place. All the fucking goodies would be theirs, wouldn't they? Why would they use nuclear weapons? Zelensky said Ukraine's inability to use U.S.-provided missiles on Russian territory gives Russia a huge advantage in fighting near the border, which has increased since Russia launched its new, looks like Kharkiv, offensive. The Ukrainian leader dismissed concerns about escalation altogether and criticized Western countries for their approach to Russia. There are no risks of escalation. Escalation has already occurred, Russia said. Russia's escalation against Ukraine, he said. And he's such a powerful figure. I mean, you think about the tyrants of the past, and then you look at these weenies like that Trudeau up there and this fucking weenie here. And these are the fucking little Russian little punks that you're supposed to be afraid of. I ain't. It's like sanctions. They talk about the risk of economic escalation with Russia. This shows our partners are afraid in principle of completely severing relations with the Russian Federation. No, they just don't want to pay fucking what you want them to pay to ship fucking oil over to them after you blew up that fucking pipeline. This is all, everything comes down to fucking mammon. Let's face it, people. That's what's destroyed this fucking earth. That's what's destroyed fucking humanity. Oil, money, mammon. Oh, here we go. Queer Planet, official trailer, Peacock original. And, you know, I looked at this fucking thing, and I've watched one or two things on Peacock. I'll never watch Peacock again. I think everyone should fucking boycott fucking Peacock and tell him, you know, go play some queer games or something. We're not going to fucking watch you. AP condemns Israel raid seizure of broadcast equipment. And this is really good because, you know, they threw Al Jazeera out. And they, you know, anybody who's fucking, because they're committing genocide. Right now, as we're speaking, they don't want to keep getting bad. It's getting bad for them. I mean, they're fucked. No two ways about it. This is by Cindy Harper, Reclaim the Net. Israeli authorities conducted a raid on the premise premises of the Associated Press based in the southern town of Sderot, where they confiscated broadcasting equipment and cameras. On Tuesday, Israeli officials justified their enforcement action, claiming infringements of the country's recent ban on Al Jazeera, of which the AP is one among thousands of clients. Anything to keep the showing what the fuck they're doing. The Associated Press condemned the Israeli government's decision to emphatically viewing it as a serious violation of their commitment to visual journalism. Lorraine Easton, the vice president of the corporate communications of the AP, lambasted the Israeli authorities, stating the Associated Press decries in the strongest terms the actions of the Israeli government to shut down our long-standing live feed showing a view into Gaza and seize AP equipment. She further explained that the shutdown did not relate to the content of the feed, but amounted to an ill-advised use of the country's novel foreign broadcaster law by Israeli officials. Easton called for the return of equipment and the immediate reinstatement of their feed. Before the Israeli Communications Ministry officials made their way into the AP premises and confiscated the broadcasting paraphernalia, which was authorized by Communications Minister Shlomo Kahari. The feed exhibited a genetic view of northern Gaza. The seized live shot regularly portrayed smoke billowing over the territory. Unheeding a verbal directive given last week to terminate the live transmission, the AP chose to continue its broadcast. The seizure of the equipment came as a subsequent enforcement action. Utilizing the novel law, Israel officials had already forced the Qatar-based Al Jazeera network to shutter its offices, seize their equipment, and place a ban on their broadcast. So if you guys are over there and you're doing everything you can, I mean, you're feeding the Palestinians, they're even getting a little fat, and you're taking such good care, and you're taking chances to save little babies' lives and stuff. Wouldn't you want that on camera? What wouldn't you want on camera? That's what the question is. Maybe genocide? Anyway, let's see what else we got here. Oh, this cocksucker. JFK Jr. on Russell Brand's podcast. I don't think Israel's intention is genocide. What the fuck? Do your eyes work, you son of a bitch? Do your fucking ears work? Do you see him taking AP out, Al Jazeera out? But they've already fucking... I got the videos out. Your eyes don't work. Your fucking ears. This son of a bitch. This is a video. I wish I could play it. But I mean, he sits there. The IDF has protected civilians better than any army in history. You are one fucking lying son of a fucking. What the fuck would he be? He'd be a fucking British. I mean, not British, but a fucking Irish. You fucking Mick. You fucking lying cocksucker. You Jew-ass sucking bitch. You're nothing. You just now made yourself fucking nothing. The fucking world knows exactly what the fuck's going on. And you just joined the ranks of those who should be indicted. WEF founder Klaus Schwab to step down by next year. The People's Voice by Naomi Harris. WEF founder and executive chairman Klaus Schwab is to step down from his leadership role in 2025, according to reports. And the thing is, yeah, he's going to step down, but he's going to be like the power behind the scenes. So when they do start handing, if this international court is in a hell of a position, either they fucking just say, well, we have zero credibility. Either they have to hand down them. They've already, agreed on an indictment for Netanyahu. And I mean, this is an article that's coming up here. And I mean, they've agreed on it that, you know, this motherfucker and his, I think it's his military guy or whatever. They've got two indictments. They should have hundreds of indictments for the IDF soldiers out there committing the motherfucking crimes. And just fucking following orders, I don't think was an excuse, was it? At any rate, these son of a bitches, I mean, this is just, you're not going, the thing is, they're not going anywhere, and I think they're getting fucking really, really fucking scared. And they should be, because even in the world of the administrative admiralty, the fucking pitchforks and the goddamn torches are out. People are fucking pissed. And you fucking keep edging it further and further in that darkness in the jungle. It's going to get you. Klaus Schwab retirement serves as a clear signal that the era of Davos-style globalism, elitism is on notice. And this is another video. Heritage president goes scorched earth on global elites. It's laughable. I mean, I could play it and read it to you, but... bottom line is, you can go look at it. You can go look at it. The thing that they're fucking, they've seen the people. I mean, we got one coming over here. You like it. Let's see. Well, this Klamath River Project, Link River history. I watched that, and it shows that the Link River, I mean, is the mouth of the fucking Klamath River, which has been destroyed. And it would have been impossible for annual salmon runs to go up into the Klamath Basin, which has been part of lawsuits and all kinds of shit, for them to remove those fucking dams and destroy, kill a whole fucking river from its fucking, the head of the fucking river to the fucking mouth of the sea. And man, the videos, Israeli soldier from notorious unit confesses to U.S. citizens killing. And this guy, you know, in recordings obtained by Gray Zone, a self-proclaimed soldier from Israel in infamous Netzah Yehuda battalion detailed his unit's killing of a 78-year-old Palestinian-American. Well, if you're a Palestinian-American, you're a fucking Palestinian. There is no hyphenated Americans. You're either an American national or you fucking ain't. And I'm sure they killed the guy, and I'm sure they're committing genocide on those people. Don't call yourself a fucking American. I don't like that. Don't wave your fucking flag in my country. I will fucking condemn every bit of fucking genocide. If I could hang these fuckers, I'd do it. But don't fucking quit easing your fucking goddamn world communism in on me. I don't fucking like it. American flaunted his genocidal views after announcing plans to sanction the battalion. The Biden administration has inexplicitly pulled back. No, they wouldn't do that. Right is right and wrong is wrong, right, people? The Biden administration has balked after announcing plans to sanction 5 units of the Israeli military accused of wanton human rights abuses. No, Jenna fucking side. I mean, these you fucking propagandist pricks would do anything to keep from saying Jenna fucking side. That's what old fucking Netanyahu, to anything, that don't say genocide, because genocide is genocide, motherfucker. Not human rights abuses, fucking bloody fucking murder, like barbarians out of the Middle Ages in the occupied West Bank. 4 of these units have effectively remediated these violations, which is what we expected partners to do. The U.S. State Department has claimed, referencing unknown efforts by Israel to hold its soldiers accountable. You bet they do. Just like they don't even hold their fucking civilians accountable. They can go burn people's houses down, beat them to death, do any fucking thing they want, they think. But sooner or later, the fucking comes payday. It comes to the fucking goddamn, you reap what you sow. The 5th remediated, that means remedied, I guess, remediated unit appears to be Netzah Yehuda, an all-male unit of Orthodox Jews nationals with operatives, which operates almost exclusively in the Ramallah district of the West Bank. This battalion stands accused of widespread crimes, including sexual assault and beating at least 3 older men to death while they were lying on the ground in custody. That sounds about right. But that ain't genocide, people. That ain't genocide. It's bad, but it ain't genocide. In its most brazen instance of abuse, Netzah Yehuda, a soldier detained a 78-year-old American citizen named Omar Assad. Are you a citizen? I mean, if you're a goddamn, I'm telling you right now, if you're a Palestinian American, you are not, you might be a citizen, but you're not a national, and you have no goddamn rights here unless you're a fucking national. I mean, I will fucking condemn fucking genocide every fucking time, and I condemn it here where I live, and I condemn it around the fucking world. I hate the motherfuckers. I know what they're doing. But don't try to play fucking politics and push these goddamn communists on me. In January 2022, near his home in Ramallah, then left him outdoors in harsh conditions, bound and blindfolded until he died. Israeli authorities refused to charge the soldiers for Assad's killing, opting instead for a disciplinary slap on the wrist while paying compensation to Assad's family. A report by the Washington, D.C.-based human rights organization Dawn found that the commander of the unit at the time of Assad's killing, Lieutenant Colonel Mehdi Shevach, was later promoted to deputy commander of the Kfir Brigade, which oversees the Netzah-Yehuda formation. We got a promotion out of it. Despite Netzah-Yehuda's documented record of abuses, the Biden administration has seemingly halted its plan to sanction the battalion in the face of furious protests by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, indicted. They supposedly indicted him. During an April 29th State Department press briefing, reporters pressed spokesman Vedant Patel, is what it is, to explain why the administration had hesitated. This is an ongoing process. Oh, that's always their fucking answer in it. And I'm not going to fucking play with the rest of this. It's same bullshit, different day. I love this one here. Senator Lindsey Graham receives an unexpected applause after stating he fears the ICC will come for U.S. Congress people after Netanyahu. If they'll do this to Israel, we're next. Anti-war protesters applauded. Yay, you can clap all you want, he replies. But they did. I mean, it was just so cool. You know, he says exactly what they say here. You know, they can do this to Israel. They can come and do it to us. And it was just a polite plot. It wasn't like screaming or anything. And you could tell there was a hell of a lot of people applauding. And you can go ahead and applaud. Well, we will, Lindsey. And when they fucking put your fucking rope around your neck, we're going to applaud again. And when they drop you through the chute, we're going to applaud again. And when they put you up against the wall and shoot your fucking ass, we're going to applaud again, you treasonous piece of shit. And we're going to have every right to. I mean, goddamn, I mean, this son of a bitch, he's always been a fucking monster, a faggot-ass monster. But, I mean, I wish I could play these, because that one was a good one. Gallant tells Sullivan Israel will escalate military operations in Rafah. No, I told you this was not going to happen. I knew it wouldn't happen, but here it is. I was wrong again. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant made clear to the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in a meeting in Israel on Monday that Israel will escalate in Rafah despite the White House's supposed objection to major military operations in the city. I told you, I didn't believe this would happen, man. We are committed to broadening the ground operations in Rafah to the end of decimating Hamas and recovering the hostages, Gallant told Sullivan, according to a statement from the Israeli minister. Better work that quickly. Well, maybe that would take about a month because that's what the international court's trying to claim. Well, it'll take us a month to actually put the warrant out. President Biden has threatened consequences for Israel if it launched a major attack on population centers in Rafah, but he has not taken action as Israel continues to escalate its operations in the city. That's why they want AP out there. They don't want no fucking cameras on the fucking murder they're committing. The UN estimates that over 800,000 civilians out of 1.4 million who were sheltering in Rafah have already evacuated, and aid groups are warning that the place they are going lack water supplies and other basic necessities. The U.S. claimed it was opposed to an Israeli plan to attack the city without accounting for the civilians, but has continued to back Israel as it's ordered evacuations with no clear place for civilians to go. You're in a box. Get out of the box. Where can I go? You can go anywhere but out of the box, because we're going to kill your ass. The White House said in a statement that Sullivan reiterated to Gallant and Israel military chief Herzi Halevi, or whatever in the hell, the president's longstanding position on Rafah. He also expressed to them and other Israeli officials the U.S. unwavering support for Israel. Why? The vital Rafah border crossing also remains closed to aid shipments, and the White House said Sullivan discussed the importance of Israel and Egypt concluding talks to reopen the Rafah crossing as soon as possible. Horseshit. Just in. Boeing offers condolences after a passenger was killed on a Boeing 777 plane, says their thoughts are with the passengers and crew. In total, 30 people were injured, and a 73-year-old British man was killed. The incident happened after the plane fell a whopping 6,000 feet. I wouldn't get on a Boeing plane with a fucking pistol at my head. Netanyahu. Charging me for crimes in Gaza is like charging Bush for 9/11. Yeah, no shit. And it should have been done, huh? Because they fucking, you're Mossad and the CIA and the fucking, the Mossad and the CIA anyway. It was a fucking government fucking operation, and Bushy was in charge. They threatened my daddy. So you attack fucking goddamn Iraq and fucking commit genocide there. Yeah, Bush should be in fucking, he should be indicted for fucking war crimes for what they did in fucking goddamn Iraq. No fucking doubt about it. You cannot say that was okay. They were attacked without any cause. And man, little kids loaded up into trucks like cordwood. And when they city busted fucking Baghdad, I mean, it was with the 2005 times, the daisy cutters. They bombed it just like fucking Israel's bombing goddamn Gaza right now. And all these motherfuckers, Cheney, fucking Bush, Susan Rice, all these fuckers ought to be fucking indicted. They should have been indicted back then. Why in the hell didn't they invite? When they found out there was no yellow cake uranium, which made it, the attack fucking unprovoked, and all the people that were killed in the shock and awe, what the hell did that cocksucker say in our bar, and I yelled at him. Go, JW. Fuck you, asshole. You're so stupid. You don't deserve to breathe the same air as me. Anyways, this is the People's Voice. Israeli Prime Minister, this is Baxter Dimitri, by the way. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has slammed the arrest warrants issued for him by the International Criminal Court, saying charging me for crimes in Gaza is like charging Bush for 9/11. You're goddamn right it is. Only they didn't do it, and they should. It should be charged right fucking now. The ICC issued an arrest warrant Tuesday for Netanyahu and Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for war crimes allegedly perpetrated in Gaza. Allegedly, watch. This is we can't watch. In an interview on Good Morning America, Netanyahu claimed that the arrest warrant is absurd. This is absurd. This is outrageous. No, you're not going to tell. You ain't going to tell us our fucking eyes are lying to us. You did too much. But I mean, it's too much. Goddamn, there's acres of fucking film of the fucking murders you've committed. The murders you've authorized, you son of a bitch, of blowing up fucking whole city blocks with one bomb. You know you're killing fucking, you're committing genocide. Genocide. In response to ICC lead prosecutors and Israeli war cabinet minister Benny Gantz, Netanyahu told GMA, this is beyond outrageous. We should be able to blow up entire city blocks, kill pregnant women, kill it. We should be able to fucking snuff these goddamn Palestinians out until they're no longer alive. Extinct them. He said that we deny water. It is, he said that we deny water. It is making a total false accusation here and everywhere else. Well, we've seen the goddamn footage of you denying water. We've seen the footage of you fucking taking the aid trucks, but putting a fucking bomb right through the top of them, a fucking so-called settlers fucking stopping the trucks and dumping and busting the flour open to make sure that nobody gets to eat it. We've seen that, son of a bitch. We've said this is all on fucking documented. I mean, when you fucking talk, you realize. Of course you do. You're a fucking Jew. You can do it. Only a Jew could do this. I mean, you're busted with your hand in a cookie jar and tell you stand right there and say there is no cookie jar when I'm looking right at your hand in the cookie jar. You sick son of a bitch. Speaking about ICC prosecutor Kram A.A. Chan, K.C. Netanyahu claimed he's saying that we're starving people. No, you're not starving people. I didn't see the fucking pictures of the starving children. I didn't see none of that shit, man. I must have been dreaming or something. I have the same dream every fucking day because I see more of it. You know, we have supplied 500,000 tons of food and medicine with 20,000 trucks. Well, you sure got to be a nice guy after an indictment, didn't you? This guy is out to demonize Israel, no? He's out to prosecute a fucking war criminal. He's doing a good job. He's creating a false symmetry between the democratically elected leaders of Israel and the terrorist chieftains. It's just some other guys. It's the guys who were starving. It's their fault. That's like and after 9/11, well, I'm issuing arrest warrants for George Bush, but also for bin Laden, or after World War II, well, I'm issuing arrest warrants for FDR, which should have been because fucking Pearl Harbor was a false flag. They knew it 2 weeks coming. It was all set up for a fucking world war. It was blatant. And it's shown to be blatant. But it didn't fucking matter. And that's why I said this international court. It's International Criminal Court. You better pack your fucking bags and leave if you don't go through with this shit. Because you know you're going to have zero, zero, minus zero fucking credibility. But I mean, it's nice seeing like this video, if you can watch it, watching this little fucker squirm. But also for Hitler, it's a hatchet job. It's not serious. I don't know if you end up against the wall, I guess it'd be pretty fucking serious. Karim Khan said that he believes Netanyahu, his defense minister, Yoav Gallant, and three Hamas leaders, Yahya, Sawar, Mohammed, Diif, and Ishmael, Ishmael Haya, are responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip. No, it's genocide what it is, buddy. The prosecutor must request the warrants from a, listen to this shit. Now I'm telling you, they got the warrants for fucking Gaddafi in 4 fucking days, if I remember right. The prosecutor must request the warrants from a pre-trial panel of 3 judges who take on average 2 months to consider the evidence and determine in the proceedings if the proceedings can move forward. How many Palestinians can you kill in 2 months? I guess is the question, you phony motherfuckers. International Criminal Court doesn't exist. There is no international law. The only law that we have, people, is the Supreme Superior, Absolute Unalienable Law, December 15, 1791. And by God, we better stand up and start fucking enforcing it. Is our duty, is our right. because this is all horse shit. This is going to amount to nothing. You watch what I tell you. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Satan's desire. Ooh, this planet's on fire. Ah, Satan's desire. desires. Yeah.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiller from the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:50 Pacific time, and we're so familiar that this planet's on fire. It is the whole goddamn thing, man. It's the jungle, and it's opening up, and it's going to get worse and worse. Every day, that's one thing we can promise you here. Every fucking day, we can promise you it's going to get fucking worse. Let's see what else we got here to look at. I better go back first. Netanyahu charging me for crimes in Gaza is like, fuck you. Just looking at that guy, man. God almighty. Kill him. Beat him he needs to be beat with a fucking stick till he's dead. ICC prosecutor says he received threats not to go after Israel. A senior leader told him the ICC is built for Africa and for thugs like Putin and not for the West and its allies. That sounds like a hell of a kangaroo court to me, doesn't it, to you? Like I said, the ICC, people talked about that, Nuremberg 2.0. Well, here's your attempt, people, and you're going to see how fucking easy that the fucking international elite can shut these motherfuckers down. They've always been Israel's, fuck when Israel was using cluster bombs in Gaza and burning little kids. The motherfuckers are, they're animals. They are not of the human fucking species. No fucking way. Anyway, ICC prosecutor says he received threats not to go after Israel. A senior leader told him the ICC is built for Africa and for thugs like Putin and not for the West and its allies. Well, that's a fucking, that's equality in the court, right? There's no place to go from there. That's just it. Oh, it's got a video, that's why. The media slowly backpedals. Oh, here we go. And they're all fucking backpedaling. Not Netanyahu. They're starting to look fucking... Lindsey Graham was sitting there, man. I'll tell you what, when people clapped, go ahead and clap, like that. Well, yeah, what are you going to do? They're getting you, son of a bitch. And we're sitting here, you arrogant prick, you freaky little fucking goddamn queer, and we're clapping, and we're gonna clap more when they fucking, well, they're not gonna. International court can't stand up to the fucking international corporate mafia, and everybody fucking knows it. It's like the fucking Al Capone. They own the fucking courts. By Oath Thurman, media slowly backpedals. This is by God Almighty. Oath. The Raven, Zero Hedge. Early in my legal career, I handled many one-day trials. No, I don't want to do that one. It was a pussy one. American Israeli mercenary Benjamin Rubin has been captured after a failed coup in the Congo. Reuben is a paid mercenary by former head of Israel's Mossad spy agency, Yossi Cohen, and Jewish billionaire Dan Gertler. This is the second failed coup of Yossi Cohen, who is banned from entering the Democratic Republic of Congo. And again, let's see, can we go over there? American Israeli mercenary Benjamin Reuben has been captured after a failed coup in the Congo. Reuben is a paid mercenary by former head of Israel's Mossad spy agency. We just did that. There's no fucking further. It's odd. A Nicaraguan illegal immigrant arrested in Wisconsin for sexual assault, trafficking of 12-year-old girl after paying mother to be with her, was previously released by Biden's Border Patrol. And every day we got it, people. Every day we get a fucking look at this fucking sick shit. And we got to sit there and we got to go look in the mirror and say, hey, we put up with this sick fucking shit. We're becoming desensitized to it. 12-year-old little girl. This is from the Post Millennial. It's by Jared Jaeger. An illegal immigrant from Nicaragua was arrested on Monday in Wisconsin and found a Dulac County in connection with an alleged trafficking and sexual assault of a 12-year-old girl. The man was previously apprehended by Border Patrol in 2021 while crossing illegally and then released into the interior of the U.S. with instructions to follow immigration law. That's all you got to do, buddy. Well, that is immigration law. They rape, they fucking kill, they maim, whatever they can fucking do. The victim's mother, who knew the suspect, has also been taken into custody for allegedly providing her daughter to him in exchange for money. Goddamn fucking, you wonder what's wrong with this fucking country, people? Jesus! Charges were not immediately brought against the mother and suspect in the case. Well, maybe they won't even charge him. I mean, heck. According to KAKE, that's what it says, the found Dulac County Sheriff's Office has launched an investigation into the matter, and the pair could face charges of child human trafficking, false imprisonment, sexual assault of a child, failure to protect a child, and other serious offenses. On Monday, deputies from the Sheriff's Office were called to a home in Oakfield, a small town about 10 miles southwest of Fond du Lac. After the homeowner called 911 to report that a child had shown up at her door asking for assistance. When deputies arrived, the child explained that she had escaped from the suspect's vehicle in which she had been bound and blindfolded. Despite his attempts to keep her in there, she had been able to fight him off and seek help at the home. A short time later, authorities executed a search warrant at the home in Fond du Lac Lake. Fond du Lac. And apprehended the suspect. The victim's mother was also picked up and transported to the Fond du Lac County Jail. The 12-year-old and her siblings were taken into protective custody. God, these are the fine parents that, you know, you go and you say you don't want your kid to get a fucking death shot, or you don't want them to fucking be taught to cut their titties off or cut their dicks off. And, oh, man, the goddamn, they'll come down on you like the worth of God. You're out there fucking selling them like this and shit. They turn a blind eye because they're a fucking part of it. ABC 12 reported that the illegal immigrant's identity has not been determined. He is in his early 30s from Nicaragua and has multiple aliases. Deputies were able to determine that he was apprehended when he crossed the border from Mexico into Texas illegally in October 21. So there's, you know, that's a crime let in. I mean, a fucking little girl, 12 fucking years old. At the time, the suspect was apprehended and then processed at a federal facility to be released into the interior of the U.S. Upon his release, he was given instructions to follow current immigration policy as set out by the Biden administration. Well, he did. That's what the fucking, that's what they want them to fucking do. That's why they're bringing them fucking here. Duh. What else we got? Hind Rajab was 6 years old when Israelis killed her. You will be remembered as the butchers of Gaza. Mohammed Habeye of AMP Palestine confronts Senator Blinken as he testifies to Congress right now. And this is a video too. And you can watch the video. I mean, it's pretty good. He goes, starts to talk, this fucking kike son of a bitch. He starts to talk and the guy just screams it out. I mean, it's everywhere they go. There's, people are on it. Everybody, to try to pretend that the goddamn majority of the fucking world does not know what these dirty son of a bitch and kike bass. I mean, there for the longest time, man, it was, oh, don't say, I mean, there's good Jews. Oh, they're all, I mean, they're, they want to say nothing against the Jews. Well, they'll ruin your fucking sight to begin with. Yes, they will. But if you keep it up, I mean, if you keep telling the fucking truth, the truth has fucking pre-fucking veiled. And there's nothing they can do about it. The truth is out there, and everybody knows the fucking truth. And every day they add to it. I mean, you pull out Jazeera, pull AP out of fucking Gaza. Somebody else will have a fucking camera, and it's going to show more fucking of what you're doing. And the very, I mean, for you to even say anything, Netanyahu, you fucking ass is busted, you son of a bitch. You dirty, murdering piece of fucking, you're not, they like to call us goyim. Soulless animals. If there is a soulless fucking animal, that's one right there. If there's an animal, period, those people are not fucking human. Human beings couldn't do that to one another. And 80,000 trafficked children, I mean, we got a group of fucking people in this country. They do need to be exterminated. We need to set up a goddamn gallows 50 fucking miles long with one rope on it. And we'd have to work the son of a bitch for a fucking week solid to get, you know, to get a start on the fucking situation. But these fuckers here, they kill, they tell you they kill, and then turn around, they're like, yeah, Netanyahu, unbelievable. They're saying we're not allowing aid in. No, they're not saying you're not allowing aid. I'm saying it. I watch the fucking footage every day, dancing Israelis, laughing and shit while they tear the goddamn aid trucks up. I seen them try to stop an aid truck and the guy pushed through them. I seen a fucking goddamn missile through the top of a goddamn aid vehicle. You dirty, murdering son of a bitches. You think you're going to get away with this? You're fucking wrong. Anyways, I've had enough of this shit for a day. It's all the same to y'all. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And I assure you fucking outrage. And I assure you fucking goddamn dumbfoundment. But, man, who knows? Maybe something will put that, make that spark, and that's all it really takes. Because God did think the people aren't ready to get rid of this shit. You guys, I mean, when you keep hearing it louder and louder, even from the pussies who won't fight, you got to know the people who will fight are just as more. We're more frustrated. We're ready. I mean, if I die, I fucking die, but I'll die fighting these motherfuckers and be happy to do so. And that is The Word from the Trenches.